Hi everyone. In this video, I'm going to talk about some phrasal verbs that are very useful when talking about technology, specifically internet technology. So let's get started. First, if you sit down and you want to use the internet, you have to turn on your device. Or if you're using a computer, you must start up your computer. And then when you go to use the internet, sometimes you have to log on first to the internet. Most devices automatically log you on to the internet, but in some cases you must manually log on to the internet or go online, right? Does your device automatically allow you to go online or must you manually do it? One thing you'll need to do for many websites, including our website, if you're a member, you need to log in to the members area. You need to log in to the website by entering a username and a password. Another way to say this is to sign in, but usually we use login. Now, on our website and on most websites, there are links to different areas of the website or links outside the website. And you can click on those links to go to the next area. And if the site has many links, you can click around. You can click many different links. You can click around. We urge our members to click around the members area to see what's there. And every link points to a location. So wherever that link is pointing, you can click on it and it points to the end website that you are going to end up on. And actually, what's interesting is if you hover over that link, that means take your mouse and control your cursor to just hover over the link without actually clicking on it, you can see in the very bottom of your browser, if you're using a computer, you can see the link to which this you can see the URL to which the link is pointing, right? It's pointing to a URL, and that's where you'll end up, right? So that's hover over. That's very useful as well. Now, when you're on a website, there are different actions you can take. Right now, I'm on the Deep English website with my phone here, and I can scroll down, right, to go down the page. I can scroll up or scroll back up the page if I want to. Other things I can do is I can zoom in, right, to get it closer, or I can zoom out, right, to go far away, zoom in, zoom out. Actually, on our website, we, for new users, new visitors, we have a mailing list sign up where people can sign up or they can opt in. Opt means to choose. So it's to opt into something means to join it, to choose to join it, or to join by choice. They can take our free 7-day course by opting in on this form. And after they finish the course, they can opt out of the course or opt out of the mailing list by unsubscribing, right? To separate yourself from what you joined, right? To join, to separate. Opt in, opt out, like this. And some of these opt-in forms actually pop up on the screen. I don't think on our website they do. Maybe they do. I haven't checked recently, but on a lot of websites, these opt-in forms will pop out or pop up on the screen, pop up or pop out. So those are all very interesting and useful phrasal verbs to use when talking about a website. Now, in our members area, right, you have to log into it and you'll need to enter in or type in or put in your email and your password. And when you type in a password, you should choose a password that is not easy for people to guess, right? It should be somewhat difficult, and that's safer because otherwise someone might hack into your information or hack into your account and use that account as if they were you. And that's very important, especially if you're doing online banking or something like that. You don't want someone to hack into your account and spend your money like this. Now, if your device, your mobile device or your computer is running very slowly, it might be because you are using up a lot of memory. And in that case, you'll need to free up space or free up memory by deleting applications that you're no longer using, or deleting large files like movies or audio that you don't need anymore, right? That way you can free up space because it's currently being used up by those large files. Now, one thing you can do is you can back up your files by saving them in a different location. That way, if your computer ever crashes or goes down, you can recover that information. You can recover those files if you have backed them up. And for text files, another way to save them, to back them up, is to print them out. So you can print out text files and keep them in a physical location, not just a digital one. And that phrasal verb, go down, we often use that with websites. Websites sometimes go down. Last month, our website went down suddenly, and we had to take immediate action to get it back up. So it can go down, and you got to get it back up after it goes down. So the website goes down, we get it back up, the website goes back up, like this. And then when you're finished using your mobile phone or using the computer, you should probably sign out of the websites that you're on for safety reasons. Another way to say that is to log out, and that's more common. You log out or sign out of your website or whatever you're using that has a username and password. Also, you can go offline by logging off the computer, and you'll need to shut down your device when you're finished using it, or simply put, turn it off, like this, okay? So those are a bunch of different phrasal verbs related to the use of internet technology, and I hope you find them useful.